Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms called the city stronger today than it was before during her second State of the City address today. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
Mayor Bottoms ticked through the city's accomplishments, hosting a Super Bowl, a 30% pay raise for police officers, and plans to redevelop the Gulch. But some challenges lie ahead. Bottoms is set to lose two top members of her cabinet, and the Georgia Senate has passed legislation that would give control of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport to the state. She addressed the issue saying, because the airport is the world's busiest and most efficient,
we are more confident than ever in the power of Atlanta. You cannot best the best.
Bottoms also announced the creation of a city department of transportation, and she says she hopes to repurpose the city jail. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
State lawmakers are debating a bill to seize control of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport from the city of Atlanta. It generates over $30 billion in annual economic impact for the city. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has called the potential seizure a, quote, act of war. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on how Atlanta came to own the world's busiest airport.
Atlanta's airport didn't even begin as an airport. It was an auto racetrack built in 1909 by Coca-Cola company founder Asa Candler, which turned out to be not that lucrative. So the next year, Candler began hosting air shows at the field. 15 years later, City Alderman William Hartsfield pursued the idea of converting the Speedway into the city's official airport. He worked with Mayor Walter Sims to broker a 5-year lease on the property. And on September 15, 1926, flights began taking off and landing. 3 years later, the city fully took control of the airport, and William Hartsfield would go on to be Atlanta's longest-serving mayor. The city commemorated Hartsfield by naming the airport after him in 1971. But it wasn't until 2003 that the airport got its current name. That was after the death of the city's first African-American mayor, Maynard Jackson. The airport now carries the legacy of two Atlanta mayors, Hartsfield and Jackson. Today, Atlanta's airport serves more than 100 million passengers a year with more than 2,500 flights every day. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
State Senate committee is considering a new version of a bill that would greatly restrict abortions. Legislators introduced the substitute measure just before the hearing started at 3 this afternoon. The measure would still ban doctors from performing an abortion once a heartbeat is detected, except in cases of rape, incest, or a medical emergency. That's around 6 weeks into pregnancy for most women. The new version also requires the father of an unborn child to pay medical and pregnancy-related expenses. The House passed an earlier version of the bill last week. A sweeping bill changing the way we vote in Georgia is headed to the governor's desk. GPB Stephen Fowler reports from the state capitol.
HB 316 would upgrade Georgia to touchscreen ballot marking devices that print out a paper copy of your vote. After clearing the Senate, the House passed the final version 10169. Democrats object to the bill for several reasons, saying that hand-marked paper ballots are safer, cheaper, and easier for Georgians to use. $150 million of next year's budget will go towards purchasing the new machines, but Democrats say there are other hidden costs the states hadn't fully considered. Democrats did have success putting several of their proposals into the bill. That includes tweaks to early voting, absentee ballots, and voter registration. The governor's office says it is reviewing the legislation. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.